Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this November the 12th, 2016 edition of Team Liberty Radio. No, you're not on the wrong day. You're not in hyperspace. I'm doing an early show, as you remember, back on the election night and on my previous show on the 6th. I said I may do a show, even though I'm out of town for the weekend. A show still need to be done with everything that's happened since the election night. When I left you on election night, about 11:40, 20 minutes to 12, the election was still up for grabs. And well, when we woke up on Wednesday morning, we now have a president-elect Donald J. Trump as the 45th president of the United States of America. Before we go on to that, I'd like to have your comments or questions, retorts, if you agree or disagree with anything that I say. The calling number is area code 845-277-9109. We also have a chat board. If you're listening via the web and you cannot call in, go ahead and leave your question, comment, or retort on the chat board, and we'll be glad to answer it. But today's show is fallout from the 2016 presidential election. That is some of it. Basically, that is what it's all going to be. Before we get into our main subject, I'd like to say happy Veterans Day, late Veterans Day to all of our veterans. As yesterday was Veterans Day, and I worked with a couple of vets. I told them thank you for their service to our country. If you know a vet, shake their hand. Tell them thank you for putting their life on the line for our country. I got several vets in my family, and they do give up a lot to become vets. They do not get the recognition that they deserve for their service to our country, what they have to give up. So everybody, regardless if it is Veterans Day, every day of the week should be Veterans Day. If we see a veteran, we all tell them thank you. When we see them, shake their hand and tell them thank you for protecting our country. But as I noted earlier, we do have a new president, which we knew he was going to with the election. It's either going to be Hillary Clinton or Donald J. Trump. Well, America had spoke. And we have Donald J. Trump, president-elect Donald J. Trump, as our 45th president. He'll be sworn in on January 19th, I believe it is, as our 45th president. Here we go. The presidential inauguration is Friday, January the 20th, 2017, this year. And even with all the electronic voter fraud that was happening on that night, the people spoke, and we have a president now who is not controlled by the globalists, not controlled by big banks, which it is history, folks, that we just seen. And the global establishment is shaken by Donald Trump, but they're not out. Do you think that with them giving losing the election, they're just going to go quietly into the night and just give up on everything they've been trying so hard for the past years to take? I think not. And we've already hearing rumblings of what they may do with the rioting, you know, out in California and Portland and all this. But if you notice, the places where they are destroying is where little Hillary had won the election. So let's just show you how a bunch of useless idiots, and yes, I am saying useless idiots, they are. So dumb thinking that the that these people that are liberals that are programming them, care about them, they're just using them as cannon fodder and will just spit them right back out when they're done with them and forget about them. So one thing I noticed about the election fraud that was going on out there was like in Georgia. When the polls first closed and they started getting the reports in about states, at one time, Trump was up 3-1, 75%. For every 3 votes Trump got, Hillary only had 1. Yeah, that 75%, then all of a sudden, the gap just closed like a miracle. It just closed. Trump won Georgia, and then in my home state of North Carolina, from the very beginning, he had a 12-point lead. But then all of a sudden, it flipped, and Clinton had a 5-point lead. Wasn't the night it came out that he won it. But this shows you about the voter fraud going on. And it didn't surprise me in just my state of North Carolina that Hillary took the counties of Mecklenburg, which is Charlotte, the county which Charlotte is in, the biggest city in North Carolina, Wake County, which is Raleigh, Cary, and then also Durham County, which is Durham, North Carolina, Durham, Duke University, Orange County, which is Chapel Hill, also Buncombe County, which is Asheville. Asheville is a very liberal city, as well as she took Guilford, which is Greensboro, and Forsyth, which is Winston-Salem. All these counties and cities listed are nothing but liberal-run cities. And it didn't surprise me that she took those counties. But overall, this state of North Carolina voted for Trump. Well, in 2008, Obama carried all of North Carolina. And Romney barely took it in 2012. And the Democrats thought they had North Carolina wrapped up. That's why they campaigned a lot here. And they thought that they were going to pull the voter fraud out and steal North Carolina, which clearly didn't happen. There was some states that people scratched their like, how in the world did Hillary win them states? It was easy to see. Voter fraud took them states for her. But in states they thought they had sewed up, Trump took them. And that just shows you how bad Trump beat Hillary right now. Just imagine how big of a landslide it would have been if they had not committed that voter fraud. We might have seen something like when Reagan won in 84, or even in 80, or when Nixon won, it took 49 states. Nixon took 49 states in the 70s. In 1984, Reagan took 49. we could have might well possibly seen that on this time. But we also got to hold, switching gears, we also got to hold these celebrities' feet to the fire now that said if Trump won the election, they was going to move out of the United States to Canada, Spain, wherever. Well, I got a list of 17 celebrities or so-called celebrities. Some of them are not even relevant anymore. That said, they was going to leave the United States is Trump. And one of them is already backed out of it. I think we need to pack her up and get her on out here. But these are the celebrities that come out and said they're going to leave. Barbara Streisand, she was a big Hillary donor. She was even at the one of Hillary's campaign stops in New York for a big shindig. We got Bryan Cranston, which I never heard of him. And people that like the show Breaking Bad, he was a star in it. We also had Lena Dunham, which is the writer and star of an HBO show called The Girls. I had actually heard of Lena Dunham sometime before. Not in a positive way, but she's already backed out that she's not going to Canada. Miley Cyrus, pack your bags and get your butt out of here, Miley. See ya. Amy Schumer, she said she was going to have to learn Spanish and get her a house in Spain. Well, Amy Schumer, bye. See, you ain't even that funny of a comedian anyway. Your movie that you did stuck, but you're not going anywhere either. You and your uncle Chucky Schumer, y'all ain't going nowhere. Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, the former host of The Daily Show, his show's not funny. He said he is going to leave, might go to Jupiter or somewhere else. Well, bye. I'll help you pack your bags. Cher said she's going to go to Jupiter if Trump won. Well, bye. See you, Cher. Get your butt out of here. You ain't been relevant probably 20 years. Get out of here. Chelsea Handler, which is Chelsea Lately, the host of Chelsea Lately, if that show's even on the air anymore, get out of here. Samuel L. Jackson, the actor, he said if that MF-er won, he was going to take his black tiny into South Africa. Bye, Samuel. Get out of here. You ain't done no movies worth a flip anymore, and only your thing you got now is that credit card commercial. See ya. Bye. Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi! Co-host of The View. That show ain't worth a crap anyway, along with her co-host, Raven Simone, who used to have her own show on Disney when she was a kid. She said she was leaving. Bye. See ya. We got Neve Campbell. She hasn't been relevant in a long time from her biggest hit, I think, was the movie Wild Things. While, granted, she is on the HBO show House of Cards now, Kevin Spacey is the star of it, which I don't watch HBO. I don't even have it. I probably would watch House of Cards because I like Kevin Spacey, but Neve Campbell, come on, you ain't even relevant anymore. Keegan-Michael Key, which is one half of the comedy team, Key and Peele, he said he was going to move to Canada. See ya. Your act ain't even that funny anyway. Actually, you're obnoxious and a bunch of jerks. Neo, the R&B singer, hip-hop said he was going to move to Canada and be neighbors with Drake. He ain't relevant anymore. Get out of here. George Stephanopoulos and his wife, Alexandria Wentworth, which Alexander Wentworth is some sort of actress, comedian, something. Get out of here. Nobody likes you anyway, George Stephanopoulos. Get out of here. Last but not least, our old buddy, Reverend Al Sharpton, said he is probably going to leave the United States if Trump got in. Well, bye. see you, Reverend Al Sharpton. You IRS avoiding fraudster, get your butt out of here. We don't need you. He said, made a comment that Trump would probably deport him anyway. No, you're probably going to be in jail for tax evasion. And I hope you do get put in our jail for tax evasion. But we're going to take a quick break and get more into the fallout from the 2016 election. We'll see you right after this brief break. Welcome back, folks. Again, our calling number is area code 845-277-9109, or you can reach us on our chat board. I'd love to hear from you. But let's go on with the fallout from the 2016 presidential election. Folks, mainstream media was beside themselves. After we got done with our special election coverage show, be honest, I stayed up to 1 a.m. watching CNN and Fox, flipping it back and forth, and NBC, was all having conniption fits that Hillary was losing. And I know on CNN and NBC, they was not updating their board as quick as they would do. I mean, there was a severe lag when Trump was winning the states. They would drag their feet in posting the results. I had on my phone the election 2016 about my Real Clear Politics, and it was a good delay of sometimes up to 15 minutes or longer before CNN or NBC and even Fox in some cases posting the results. These so-called pundits, media pundits, was falling all over herself. Karl Rove, which I have no use for that man, just like George Soros, I have no use for him, was beside herself. Chuck Todd on NBC, it was hilarious. Anderson Cooper, what Blitzen, whatever his name is, was all stammering and stuff. They didn't have a word to say. Well, we know why CNN and Wolf Blitzen and Anderson Cooper didn't have nothing to say. They was waiting on the direction to go from the talking head to the DNC to tell them what to say. But then you have CNN analyst Van Jones. This is classic right here. Far left pundit like Van Jones of CNN blamed a white lash for Donald Trump's victory, ignoring the positive reaction to Trump's campaign against globalist-induced devastation in the Midwest and Rust Belt. If you don't know what the Rust Belt is, that's Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan. That's the Rust Belt. And Van Jones blamed it all on white supremacy that Donald Trump wanted. This is his exact words. You tell your kids don't be a bully. You tell your kids don't be a bigot. And then you have this outcome. You have people putting children to bed tonight, and they are afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of, how do I explain this to my children? This was a white lash against a changing country. It was white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes. Despite Van Jones' best efforts and the MSNBC host Chris Hayes to paint Trump's election as a result of overt racism in the United States, white majority is simply a bold-faced lie by them to talking piece for a globalist. According to polls, approximately 8% of American African Americans and 29% of Hispanics voted for Trump. Both are higher percentages than Mitt Romney received in 2012. While it is true that Trump won many areas comprised primarily of working-class white voters, many of the same areas voted heavily for Obama in 2008 and 2012 and for the Democratic Party in general for decades. Just an example, in Lackawanna County, which is Scranton, and Luzerne County, which is Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, voted for Trump after previously voting for Obama in the previous 2 years. Obama won Mahoning County, which is around the Youngstown, Ohio area, by 20 points in 2012. Clinton carried that up by only winning 3% of the vote in that county. And in states of Iowa and Wisconsin, won both by Obama in 2008 and 2012, they both flipped to Trump. But both states are primarily white. In fact, Wisconsin has not voted for a Republican presidential candidate since Reagan in 1984. That just shows you that the country is tired of the globalism, the decimation of our businesses, manufacturing, auto workers, so they can say what they want to about it. But people are tired of the globalist bullcrap here. Then also reports have been coming out since the election. Obama prepares pardons for Hillary. President of the United States, Barack Obama, may let Hillary off the hook before he leaves office. If he does this, this is going to be a big, 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 big mistake if he does that. Also, I don't know if you've caught this, folks, but as soon as he run, not only did we have the protest, we had Twitter hashtag assassinate Trump. People, and there's nothing being done to these hashtag assassinate Trump. And one of the sad things about it, folks, it was led. It was led by a journalist. Led by a journalist, folks. That's what I can't get. Then one business, listen to this, Grubhub CEO got a severe backlash for asking Trump supporters to quit. This is unreal how all these liberal jerks are freaking out because Trump won. But I will go ahead and say this, folks. If you think the war is over now since Trump took the presidency, then I'm sorry. You're sadly mistaken. I'll say this. After going through 24 hours after Trump had won the election, the excitement for 24 hours after it wore off, I started to do some thinking and then realized that the war is not over. It has really just begun. The Trump presidency, winning the presidency, is like the first shot by the Redcoats at Bunker Hill and Concord. This is just a trigger. And I do not expect the globalists, the global elite, to go quietly into the night with loss of their puppet, Hillary. I believe they're going to prepare a major counterattack, folks, and we must be prepared for it. Whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump's victory is a rallying cry to liberty lovers worldwide who are sick and tired of the bought and paid for establishment media who is feeding all of us a hearty diet of lies and disinformation. Notice the work is just beginning, folks, but there is still a lot of work left to do. But we must continue to expose the crimes of all of these, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and her cabal of George Soros-backed operatives. But I want to tell you, take a minute right here, folks. I want to thank all of you for your hard work and standing up for America and helping us take the first step in getting our country back from the global elite by putting Donald Trump in office. While we still have less than 3 months to the inauguration, I have a gut feeling that they are going to try something between now and the inauguration. And we must not sit idly by. We must continue our hard-fought fight to keep our country and not let it go any further down the drains than it already has. It is up to me, it is up to you, as patriots, that we defend our country as the Constitution was written, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We just cannot sit on our hands. We cannot be out. And as the old saying is, idle hands are the devil's workshop. Well, folks, we've got to stay the course and keep fighting. The battle's going to get even tougher now. But we can't overdure. We can endure, and we will take our country back. This is just the first step by getting Trump into office. He wasn't my first choice, but I'm proud to say that I do support Donald Trump as President of the United States, or President-elect Donald Trump. But folks, the course is only going to get tougher, but we can handle it. We got to still work to keep exposing the crimes of the global elite, the Clinton cabal, the Soros cabal, all these global elites that work for them. Folks, we'll be back at our regular time and regular day next Sunday, November the 20th at 6 p.m. for your weekly dose of truth. As we get ready to sign off, I want to say God bless. Everybody have a good weekend. We'll see you Sunday, November 20th at a regularly scheduled time.